Tiny Tales presents. Home is a wandering place.
The sky burned red and orange as I drove, counting the miles to home. As the sun sank below the horizon, the green fields turned to shadow, a flat mass of darkness punctuated by the silhouettes of trees and farm equipment. The highway was empty, and the only evidence of other people came from the warmly lit windows of distant farmhouses. A sense of melancholy settled in my chest. I was still 200 miles away. Beyond that, I was suffering from being on the road too long. My eyes hurt, and I felt like I'd been driving the same stretch of highway for hours. Even the patch of trees and farmhouse looked the same. So when I saw an exit with lodging, I took it. The sign at the intersection assured me that hotels and restaurants were only 2 miles away, but after 2 miles, all I found was a narrowing road flanked by cornfields. The road abruptly turned to gravel, and the fields pressed in close. I had no space to turn around, and I panicked at the idea of meeting someone coming the other direction. Then I emerged from the field onto a paved driveway leading to a farmhouse with a sprawling porch and glowing windows. Neatly clipped shrubs and beautiful flower beds lined the grounds, and I thought I smelled cookies baking. I told myself I must have missed a turn, and I circled around toward the road I arrived on when another set of lights appeared. The lights wobbled and drew closer together, and I realized they didn't belong to a car, but to two people carrying lanterns. As they approached the house, the front door creaked open, and a woman greeted the pair with a smile. She ushered them inside and then walked toward me. The blood rushed to my cheeks as I stepped out of my car, and my legs wobbled from sitting too long. The woman was middle-aged, with light brown hair that reached her shoulders, and she wore a cozy sweater. There was mirth in her eyes, with none of the suspicion or irritation I might have expected. "Good evening. Sorry to bother you, but I was looking for a place to stay. Could you point me in the right direction?" "Well, I have space if you need a room," she said. "Is this a bed and breakfast? How much for a room?" "Oh, it's by donation. Pay what you can." She held out her hand and smiled again. "You can call me now. Where are you headed?" "I'm Brianna," I said, and shook her hand. "I'm on my way back to Des Moines. Been on the road all day." She nodded and waved for me to follow her. Along the way, I spotted several welcome signs and another reading "Lodging" in bright blue paint. The house was larger inside than I expected, and it smelled like a bakery. Nell handed me a key and pointed me to a room on the second floor. "You're welcome to anything in the guest kitchen if you're hungry," she said. My room was clean and the door locked. The mattress was the perfect level of firmness, and the pillows were more comfortable than my own. As odd as it was to find a bed and breakfast out here, I was too exhausted to think about leaving. The room was homey, decorated with paintings of vast landscapes. One painting featured a farmhouse in silhouette against the setting sun, and I recognized the familiar arrangement of windows from this house. I peered out the window into the backyard, where the pair from earlier carried their lanterns as they walked through the gardens. Nell sat curled up near a large fire pit. I ventured downstairs to the guest kitchen. The fridge was well stocked, and I heated a bowl of stew and some cornbread before grabbing a giant cookie from the table. I wandered into the dining room, only to find the other guests there. They were a man and a woman, about middle-aged, but otherwise hard to describe. At first, I thought the woman's hair was blonde, until it looked dark brown instead, before finally settling on auburn. The man's facial features seemed to shift as I looked at him, but they only waved at me, so I sat at the table. The meal was delicious, though I was vaguely aware the other guests were watching me. Finally, as I bit into the warm chocolate chip cookie, the man shifted. "Nell is a wonderful host," he said. The woman nodded. "We often stop here to see her on our way home." "She's definitely a good cook," I said. "I didn't expect to find this place here." "You have found it once, so you ought to be able to find it again," the woman said, as though that were helpful advice. I nodded and gathered up my plate. "Have a good evening." When I sank into bed, I dropped off into a dreamless sleep. I woke to light and shadow dancing across the room, spilling in through the gaps in the curtains. I stumbled to the window and saw a glittering lake and tall mountain range that had not been there when I went to sleep. Lights flashed in the yard. I pulled on my shoes and crept downstairs to the back door. Nell spotted me and waved. "Sorry to wake you." I stepped out onto the back porch and spotted the guests standing near the lake. They reached upward until their torsos stretched and their arms elongated, splitting into a swirling mass of shadows. From within the shadows, bright lights glowed like lanterns as their bodies reformed into shapes I couldn't identify. They traced glowing arcs over the lake, swirling as they rose into the sky. "Where are they going?" I asked. "Home," she said, and smiled. Then she tapped her fingers to her chin. "Though they've never told me exactly where they live." "I'm guessing it's not nearby," Nell laughed. "No, I imagine not. Don't worry, I'll drop you off closer to home." The next morning, I woke feeling surprisingly refreshed. I left a donation in the box in the hallway and had a piece of quiche for breakfast. After I hauled my suitcase down the stairs, Nell met me at the door with a bag of chocolate chip cookies. She grinned at me. "Please come back again," she said, and I smiled at her. I followed the road through the field and onto the highway. and when my GPS started working again, I found myself an hour closer to Des Moines than I had been the previous night. The clouds moved over the sun, casting a swirling shadow that reminded me of the pair of travelers as they headed home. I imagined what the woman had said was true. I would always be able to find the farmhouse when I needed a place to stay.
Home is a Wandering Place was written by Catherine Yates. Catherine Yates is a writer and artist. Their speculative fiction has been published in Metastellar, Idle Ink, and Windgraph. They live with their partner, Kat, and two rambunctious dogs. Find out more about their work at www.cjyeates.com. Narration for today's episode by R. E. Rule. Music, mixing, and production by Frank Narat. Please consider becoming a patron of the show. For just $1 per month, you help maintain the show and you receive exclusive access to the Tiny Tales soundtracks. Visit TinyTalesPodcast.com and click on membership for details. Thanks for listening.